Yesterday, I was talking about having been to India in 40 years. I'd recalled that it was actually 40 years ago that I actually moved into the temple in Montreal and joined Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. That was a wonderful occasion. I'd already gotten the Bhagavad Gita back, I think, in 1969, the Macmillan blue copy of the Bhagavad Gita, and in 1970 or 71, when I went to Florida, then I got a copy of the three-volume Krishna book, which I was reading, and at that time I was in the Grihastha ashram, or at least I was married. Well, I can't say I was Grihastha, but I was married, and generally going to the temple in Montreal. My wife was a devotee also, and we'd go on Sunday feasts, Sunday programs. However, in 72, in the winter of 72, in December, moved out of the city, out into the Laurentians, and rented a big house that was off in the middle of nowhere, a big 6-7 bedroom house. It was just myself, my wife, and my dog. And we were just snowbound, locked in by snow most of the time. So the only real entertainment and the only real work that I had to do at that time was to read Srila Prabhupada's books, at least in the formative, maybe in the first 10 years of my Krishna consciousness. That was the most extensive time for me to in reading Prabhupada's books. I had it was Bhagavad Gita and first, second, third canto. They were already out in hardbound form. And as I mentioned, Krishna book, probably teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I had all of these, and I was reading 8-10 hours a day. It was a good time for months on end. As I say, it's rare that I had that type of opportunity. Now I'm reading and studying. I'm not going to be doing it on months on end. I'll be doing it for a few weeks. But then I had the opportunity to do that. It was always something I look back to with great fondness and longing. And it was in April the 28th that I moved into the temple. Originally, it was going to be May 1st, because we rented the building the May 1st. But the relationships between me and my wife sort of deteriorated, because she didn't want to join. She didn't want to move in. She was happy being a devotee, but she didn't want to move in, but I did. And then finally she wanted to move in. She was willing to move in, but then I told her that I preferred, that I wanted to take sannyas, and I preferred that she moved into some other Canadian temple like Vancouver or something like that, which happens to be on the other side of the country, about 3,000 miles away. And so she was upset by that, I guess rightly so. And so we didn't wait out the May the 1st, but rather on April 28th. I dropped her off at her mother's place and then continued on to the temple and got shaved up the very same day. Was a wonderful experience. I'm always indebted to all the wonderful devotees who preached to me and encouraged me to move in and contributed to my coming to Krishna consciousness. I'm really glad I didn't stay out to be an engineer and to be a supporter, donor type devotee, but that I did move into the temple and took up full time and did manage to take sannyas as I had originally wanted, because that happened in 1979, which was about 6 months later. So that means that four years ago when I took sannyas. That was another wonderful move and the fulfillment of a dream. And of course the main feature of my moving into the temple, or the main drawing point, was Srila Prabhupada. I'd heard about Krishna before and I'd read about Krishna before. It was when I started listening to Srila Prabhupada, and I never saw him, but when I started listening to Srila Prabhupada's tapes, that I became convinced that, yes, this was also something that I wanted to be part of. I wanted to be part of this Krishna conscious society that was presenting the absolute truth in such a straightforward and honest way. I'm going to just play you part of a lecture that I, not a lecture, a morning walk that I listened to this morning. And it was this type of Srila Prabhupada's openness, honesty, and straightforward that really attracted me and wanted me to become part of the Krishna consciousness movement. So here it is.
Actually, what I am, that can be understood by Bhakti Yoga. Other system, I explained that last time, that is partial understanding. That is not full understanding.
But you'll say that that's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. But we don't accept Bhagavad Gita.
Then go to hell.
Well, let's say other parts of the Vedas recommend
us. That's all right. We are preaching Bhagavad Gita. If you like to take it, otherwise go to hell. Who cares for it? We have started this institution, Krishna consciousness. So if you do not accept Bhagavad Gita, then why do you come here? Why do you come here? Go away. We are not hankering after it. If you go to hell, go to go to there, go objects, go. But if you come here, then you must be Krishna conscious. If there is some signboard that Indian Swiss Rasagulla is available, why do you go there for asking meat? What is his meaning? Our society is Krishna consciousness. So why do you come here for, if you don't believe in Krishna? Go to hell.
And it was this extraordinary personality, someone who spoke like this, who spoke straight, not just in his lectures, but in his books, who was really speaking the truth, wasn't afraid to do so, wasn't afraid of alienating people, what they thought, wasn't trying to please everybody, but was trying to please Krishna. That was, for me, the real selling point. Yes, better move in, give everything up, and help Srila Prabhupada, work for Srila Prabhupada in fulfilling his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So I remember that. That was 40 years ago. I never regret it. Sometimes, particularly my mother would ask me, don't you regret moving into the temple, not being an engineer or a writer or something like that? And I would say no. In fact, when I took sannyas at that time, Satsut Maharaj had said that this is what Srila Prabhupada had told him. He said that take sannyas, then you can't regret that, oh, I've given up a beautiful possibilities for a beautiful wife and a family and all the enjoyments of raising children and everything that comes along with a house and a home. You can't have any regrets. And I'm happy to say I don't have any regrets either for taking sannyas or for having moved in 40 years ago. Hare Krishna.